Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got Charlie Moore back on the show, or on the show, I should say, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, and he's the founder and the chairman of Rocket Lawyer. How about that for a name? And he's here to talk to us about legal stuff. Charlie Moore, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here, Charlie. Talk to us now about this Rocket Lawyer thing. Where'd you get that name?
Well, it's not rocket science. And so I'm a lawyer myself, and I represented small businesses as part of my career. And I thought there was a lot of stuff that small businesses could kind of take care of themselves with the right tools. And so we created Rocket Lawyer to be really the easiest way for small businesses to take control of really any legal situation. And the name was meant to sort of explain the way we did it. It's fast and it's easy. And so it really doesn't have to be rocket science to reduce your legal risk and really make the law an advantage for your business.
Well, one of the things, Charlie, that I was talking about earlier before you got here is that small business owners need legal services. But sometimes they need somebody to be an advocate for them, somebody to really look out for their interests, to protect them, to stand in the breach against other people and other entities. And sometimes they just need legal documentation, don't they? Sometimes small business owners don't really know how to differentiate between the two. And unfortunately, I fear that they don't call in the lawyer soon enough. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and I love your show, by the way, and
thanks.
Even the title, I mean, Small Business Advocate, you're exactly right. I mean, small businesses need solutions that are affordable, and sometimes they can do it themselves, and sometimes they need the help that only a trained professional can provide. But, you know, Jim, we did a survey, and, you know, majority of small businesses said the main reason they avoid legal counsel is the expense. I mean, half of the companies in the country aren't even incorporated, and these are companies that have more than $200,000 of annual sales. So we think that we found a way to let businesses have their cake and eat it to take advantage of the legal protection and really legal opportunities that are out there for their business. And let's face it, we all need to find every competitive advantage we can in today's economy.
Well, you've got leases, you've got contracts to deal with, you've got incorporation, as you said, licensing agreements, just understanding that when you're dealing with big companies, what are the exposures, what are the opportunities, how do you protect yourself, when do you tell you can read a contract yourself, but learn a lot from it. Business people can read contracts, Charlie, as you know. But sometimes we get a contract and it's got some stuff in it that's not really to our advantage. I mean, how far should we push that? And that's where we not only need somebody to help us with read the contract, but to tell us how far we should push changing a contract that someone has given us, like a bigger company. What do you think?
Yeah, lots of small businesses can get themselves into some serious trouble. I mean, even there's a business that's pretty big now that if you read Sam Walton, the guy that founded Walmart, if you read his biography, one of the biggest mistakes that he talks about making that could have resulted in Walmart's demise was the first store he opened in Arkansas. The lease ran out on him. He didn't understand the lease that he signed. And he said that he swore from then on, you know, the guy that founded Walmart was going to take legal stuff and leases seriously, and sort of the rest is history. I mean, one of the things that we try to do at Rocket Lawyer is make it easy. So we have this thing we call a free legal checkup. And what you do is you answer a few simple questions about your business, the business situation, what sort of business you're in, and then we'll give you a legal health score. And that's a number from 0 to 100.
Is this the person I'm talking to, or am I taking filling out an online form, or am I talking to a person?
Yeah, you're doing this in the comfort of your own home or your business,
right,
anytime, day or night, and you're doing it online. So you're just answering a few simple questions online about yourself, your business situation. We give you the score, and then we give you a game plan. And so that game plan might mean, you know, you're hiring people in this business. You told us that, but you don't have an employee handbook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, if you don't have an employee handbook, which a lot of companies don't, first of all, in most states, the employee handbook is mandatory. So the things like that, you know, compliance, things like putting stuff in writing. We have the 7 deadly sins, and that legal checkup and the health school help you avoid these 7 deadly sins of that small business owners really need to avoid in order to, you know, not be in situations like the one I described earlier.
Now, do you, at Rocket Lawyer, do you help people become incorporated? Can they actually do the incorporation documents that are on your website?
I certainly do. As a matter of fact, we're one of the few places where you can incorporate without any extra fees. So we offer a free incorporation. All you have to do is pay the state filing fees, the state taxes, and you can incorporate a business, you know, for a fraction of the cost. It can be several thousand dollars, as you know, Jim, to incorporate a company, kind of the traditional way you call a lawyer.
Well, typically, yeah, if you go downtown to a lawyer, it's going to cost from $500 to $1,000, typically, in most places to get incorporated.
Yeah, so we don't have any of those fees for an incorporation on Rocket Lawyer. And after
right.
that, after you've gotten the business, you can do it. One of the, you know, really gratifying things, we've helped more than 2 million small businesses already. And so one of the really gratifying things is they say, hey, I was able to get through this interview online in 5 minutes. And so in 5 minutes, mm-hmm. you can start down the road of legal protection. And then after that, take the checkup and learn about all the stuff that you do after you incorporate.
The great thing about what you offer is it's a way of getting small business owners accustomed to dealing with the law, to dealing with legal matters. Because I think you'll agree, Charlie, there's some things that people can do on your website and save money and save time and become more protected. And then there comes a time when they need a face-to-face lawyer, somebody to stand up for them. And that's the issue. And so one of the things that I like about what you're offering is it at least gets small business owners used to dealing with legal things. And as Sam Walton discovered, finding out what you don't know. You don't want to be a don't know squared, folks. You don't want to not know what you don't know. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Charlie about those 7 deadly legal sins. We're going to talk about those after these messages. 20 after, that's rocketlawyer.com. That's his website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.